Morning, Sam.
Good
morning, Sam. Morning, recovery people.
Morning, Al.
Everywhere.
Hope everyone's well. We're just laughing at the dog.
The wee dog.
Aye. He's learnt to hide things.
Wee Hamish, yeah. He's sneaking around. hiding his stash.
He's got a cheese bone and he's very fond of it. Mm. Hope everyone's well. May the 21st. Never try to interfere with anyone else's path. All souls have to find their own path and reach the goal in their own way. Some may do it through meditation, through contemplation, some through prayer, some through work, some through contact with the people. Let all souls find their own path and follow it. Let there be no turning down cul-de-sacs, no wandering off down highways and byways, wasting precious time and energy. Follow the straight and narrow path. Keep your eye on the goal, which is your realization of oneness with me, the Lord your God, the divinity within you. Never be put off when the going is hard and rough, but keep on and know that you will get there. This life is not for those souls who are faint-hearted and are afraid to face the truth and walk straight into the light. Be strong and of good courage. Put your hand in mine and I will guide you every step of the way if you will only let me.
Yeah.
We don't try and interfere with anyone else's path, but we can guide them along it. We can help
them find some courage.
Yeah.
It's courage to change things we can, or, you know, another way of looking at it is, you know, courage to take the next step.
Mm. And also it says there, you know, don't waste your precious time and energy. You know, sometimes, you know, there's someone that comes in and you're talking and you can just see that they're just not ready.
Mm.
They just haven't fully conceded that they're an alcoholic, and there's a battle within them. There's a conflict. And sometimes, you know, well, for us, we had to go back and, you know, get truly beaten and really, really know that we... Well, for me personally, oh God, I'm an alcoholic. Actually, didn't care about it in the end. I was glad to label myself and get some help.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the first time, just fighting all the time. And, you know, one of my sponsors said, you know, don't waste the time. You know, don't waste the time, you know, dragging someone through the steps if they're not willing. There's plenty of others out there that are willing. You know, and they'll come back in their own time. You know, sow the seed. And, let them find their path. And sometimes I personally found it a lot easier when I'd surrendered to do the work. I was so willing. Mm. You know, it's just, right, okay, what's next? When we're doing this, you know, I want to do it. Let's go.
But this isn't a 12-step book, this is a spiritual book.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, the realm of the spirit is broad and roomy. There are many spiritual paths, but the 12-step path is, you know, an alcoholic addict's path.
Yeah.
You know, and you can sort of customise it a little bit, but, you know, fundamentally it's about...
It's all the same.
Surrender to the truth. Surrender to God, you know, do your inventory, do your, read out what you've written down.
Move towards God's will.
Look at 6 and 7 and go and make your amends, you know, and you know, practice, you know, a daily routine for spiritual maintenance and growth, and go and help other people and carry a message of hope and recovery and, you know, rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
It was eat, sleep, rave, repeat. Eat, sleep, recovery, repeat.
It's, until it's ingrained, isn't it? it's not, oh, I've got to do that. It's part of, isn't it?
Hmm.
We don't think, oh, today's Tuesday, let's have a day off from readings and doing inventory and spot checks and helping people. Let's have a day off.
What would we do?
What do we?
Mushrooms.
Hey? What would we do?
If we had a day off. Acid. Acid. Poor Raven. Reset the clock.
Oh, no, we don't have... I didn't mean go back to it.
I mean flipping.
Just have a day off from how it's ingrained, how recovery is ingrained in my life now. I don't see it as I've got to do this every day. It's like it is part of my life.
Hmm.
I know that I absolutely, categorically, 100% know if I don't do this, I'm not a well person. I've proved it. And I need it. And I like the fact that it gives me balance and peace in my head. You know, I've got a lot going on at the moment, lots of different things and
challenges.
Yeah. But I have a chat. I just say, oh, this is big. You know, I've got no solution to it, but I can help. And I need some guidance and some protection and courage. And I just have a chat. So it's too much. Can you take these emotions from me? And I'll just keep it in the day and do what I need to do today. And that's it. That's all we can do, isn't it? Which is better than, oh, I can't cope. I'm going to the off licence. Is it open yet?
I sometimes think that recovery is a tightrope. You know, this business of a day at a time and, you know, no days off and, you know, one drink and you're like death sort of thing. You know, it's kind of like such a tightrope. But, you know, we talk about thoroughly following the path, you know, and paths are wider than a tightrope box, obviously. You know, it's like if I stay on the path I can wander around a little bit on the path, stay on the path, whereas a tightrope, you might have a big long pole to help you balance, you know, but it's really, really easy to fall off.
And are you saying we don't have to walk the tightrope, we can walk a path?
I'm just saying it's a path, not a tightrope, you know.
Sometimes
it looks like someone's walking a tightrope rather than a path, you know, but it's like...
Maybe early days.
The more effort you put into walking the path, the kind of wider the path becomes, you know, and you've got a bit more space either side of you, you know, so when people come in from the side and try and knock you off, they maybe push you toward the edge of the path, but you've kind of got a bit of
stability,
bit of space to kind of find your balance and stay on it.
Yeah.
And even if you get knocked off the path, you can still see it and you can get back to it. You know, tightrope, you're off and you're falling down and and maybe there's a safety net, maybe there isn't, I don't know. Really stretching the analogy here, but I like analogies, you know. Yeah.
Well, it's you know.
Really, have we seen the person fail who's thoroughly followed her path? You know, it's like that is the analogy they chose, you know, and it's kind of like, well, you know, we're following those that have gone ahead, and the paths become wide and well worn and easy to follow. You know, I mean, there's a few simple rules, you know, and if you're ready and willing. You know, then if you want it...
You don't have to fight it, you know.
You have to want it.
Yeah.
If you want what we've got and are willing to go to any lengths, then you're ready.
I tried to fight everything and I just wasn't having it. I was so closed when I first was introduced to it and I just wasn't having it. Arrogant.
Yeah, it takes a bit of courage to choose a path. You know, and then it's like you've got to be bloody persistent, you know, and a bit disciplined to stay on it. And maybe you'll come to a junction, you know, a crossroads, and it's like, you know, left to a meeting, right to the pub. Which way do you go?
It's a lot of people that say they've come to a crossroads.
Mm.
I remember it in quite a few people's shares.
Straight ahead to...
And,
you know...
Well, it's usually the ones that have chosen a meeting. That's why we hear about it. We don't hear about the ones that have chosen the pub.
Because
they've gone.
Sometimes you do, but...
Thanks, Sal. What have we got from Bill?
Well, we have got something. We have got... $2.99 Anonymity and sobriety. This is from the 12 and 12 and AA comes of age. Anonymity and sobriety. As the AA groups multiplied, so did anonymity problems. Enthusiastic over the spectacular recovery of a brother alcoholic, we'd sometimes discuss those intimate and harrowing aspects of his case meant for his sponsor's ear alone. The aggrieved victim would then rightly declare that his trust had been broken. When such stories got into circulation outside of AA, the loss of confidence in our anonymity promise was severe. It frequently turned people from us. Clearly, every AA member's name and story, too, had to be confidential if he wished. We now fully realise that 100% personal anonymity before the public is just as vital to the life of AA as 100% sobriety is to the life of each and every member. This is not the counsel of fear, it is the prudent voice of long experience. 100%.
When was that written?
Tears from another day. Doesn't say. So 12 and 12 was 1951 or something like that. 55. AA comes of age, don't know.
It was good that it...
Page 290.
It was obviously tightened up because of, you know, people
gossiping
about, you know, maybe, you know, influential people. And it is great, isn't it, that anyone can come in. I think they do have meetings for really high up people, don't they? I think there's probably one in the government or something, or...
There's a few people.
There's
few
a doctor's
people,
one.
A few MPs and that.
There's a dentist's one, I think, isn't there? I think there's organisations where they, you know, they can go to their meetings. And I mean, it must... I have always thought it must be really difficult, you know, for people in the public eye, because their fall from grace is documented, so it's obvious when they stop drinking, you know, where they've gone, if they, you know... People like Elton John, you know, it's in his film, isn't it? I mean, he's good at not talking about it, isn't he? You know, people know. I think if you're a pop star, you know that you go and see, you know, Elton John, and he'll sort you out. You know, tell you where to go. And it's. Everyone deserves anonymity, don't they? And it must be really hard if you are in the public figure. You certainly don't need anyone spilling the beans from a meeting in public. So it was good that was tightened up.
Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our principles, of our sobriety, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Accept the message. That's what they say in CA. Accept the message. So.
We don't put our surnames on this, do we?
No.
Who is Sam?
My name's not even Al.
Isn't it?
It's Bob.
Mine's Eileen.
It's a good wee book you've written in, Eileen.
Yeah, I know. Shame that I'm sort of long gone off this earth.
Hamish is really named Basil.
We don't really live in England.
And we're not actually alcoholics.
It's Yeah. It's good, isn't it, to keep the animated. Mm. It, you know, it's for anyone that is worried about it. It is a worry, isn't it, when you come in and you think, oh, everyone's going to know. And I said, yeah, but everyone knew when you were drinking. Everyone knew when, you know, you were the
mm-hmm.
you were the drunk in the corner at the office party, or,
yeah.
you know, you had a whiff of wine about you the morning after. Mm. You know, what's worse? Oh, they're drunk, or, oh, they're in recovery.
Mm.
Wow, that's cool. They've done something about it. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to be proud of. You know, we've earned our recovery, haven't we?
Mm.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Have a lovely day, everyone.
Yeah.